August 25th, 2014, Maria Fernandez is pronounced dead in her car. Fernandez worked for minimum wage at three different Dunkin' Donuts locations in an effort to make ends meet. She slept in her car between shifts and died from fuel inhalation. She kept gas containers in the car because she was worried about running out of gas and being late to work. She died in her Dunkin' Donuts uniform at the age of 32. Today, fast food workers across America bring home minimum wage paychecks, $7.25 an hour before taxes. Not only do they struggle to get by financially, the low-wage work also creates poor morale among workers. Many of them have taken action in an effort to improve their situation. Nikhil Clemens is one of these workers.
My name is Nikhil Clemens. I'm 34 years old. I work at Burger King on Highway 70 here in Durham, North Carolina. I have two kids, and I do anything and go to all heights for them. I'm a kitchen manager. We prepare the food for customers. We try to get it out at a speedy service. I make sure the next shift is ready. When they come in for their shift, everything is filled up. But they don't want to pay me enough to do the things that they're getting me to do. So it's getting real frustrating working with Burger King. We're making no more than 30 hours. And if you get over 30 hours, 9 times out of 10, they're going to try to make you take a break. Something about the Obamacare that they're having, that's going on right now. And if we make over 30 hours, that means they would have to pay for our Medicare. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on in that area.
While Nikhil makes a minimum wage, Susie Zadeh works at a cafe called Coco Cinnamon that is committed to paying living wages, and she makes over $16 an hour. We stop by the busy cafe on a sunny afternoon to talk to her.
JJ, your iced coffee is ready to bar.
My name is Susie Zadeh, and I work as a barista at Coco Cinnamon in downtown Durham. So I make the coffee. I also have a couple of extra duties because I've been here for a long time. I train people, and I manage some of the social media. They let me be creative. They let me use my talents. So I see my future here at Coco Cinnamon.
Because getting by on a minimum wage is so difficult, several organizations have been founded to advocate for raising the wage for workers like Nikhil.
My name is Richard Chady, and I'm a member of the committee which is designing the Living Wage Campaign, sponsored by the Durham People's Alliance. The current minimum wage has almost never been lower in terms of purchasing power. The minimum wage peaked in about 1968, and in current dollars, it would have been over $10 an hour. So it has not kept up with inflation, and that's why millions of low-wage workers are suffering, because they simply cannot afford to live on this one paycheck. The public should realize that the taxpayers are subsidizing a lot of these low wages, because the wages are so low. First of all, those people qualify for the earned income tax credit, which is another subsidy, and they may also qualify for other social programs like food stamps and Medicaid, just because they're in such desperate shape, they need that help. There's one estimate that says, in North Carolina, we spend $236 million on these public benefit programs just to subsidize the fast food industry.
At $7.25 an hour, a full-time minimum wage worker makes just $15,000 a year. This places a full-time working parent of two under the poverty line. Over 4 million workers in America make this wage. In addition to the financial strains these workers face, their hours tend to be inconsistent, preventing them from planning ahead. A living wage, on the other hand, is often quoted above $10 an hour. Nikhil and Richard explained what it's like to get by on a minimum wage.
I work hard to the bone. I work 27 hours a week. I get a check probably about $150-something, probably $170-something before taxes. When after they take the taxes out, it's $145. I got a phone bill I got to pay, and my kids need. I have a 1-year-old, so, you know, Pampers, those things are expensive. Those are bills now. So I got to make sure I'm making enough hours to get my kids situated for their week. Like, I got to make sure he has enough to get his hair cut, and I got to make sure she has enough to get Pampers and wipes. After I pay my phone bill and get my kids, I'm probably somewhere around $45. You don't really go out and enjoy yourself. They tend to stereotype us by saying that we're lazy and we really don't want to go out and work, and we'll start selling drugs. I've been down that road, and I'm not trying to go back into the system again. So I will work, you know, but I'm not making anything. And it's hurting me. We got to do better as a whole. We can't survive off $7.25. That's it.
It's just about impossible for anybody to live on the minimum wage. They have to hold more than one job, which is extremely difficult, and they have to live doubled and tripled up with other people. When you pay people a decent wage and treat them decently, the people are more loyal, they're more productive, and so the business really prospers because of paying people decent wages.
Richard has a point. Research shows that workers who make more are often more productive. Take Sam's Club and Costco, for example. Costco is committed to paying a living wage and pays its workers 72% more than Sam's Club. And the Costco workers also have better benefits. These wages affect productivity. Costco has less than half the turnover of Sam's and the lowest rate of employee theft in the industry. The Harvard Business Review estimates that Costco makes over $20,000 of operating profit per employee, while Sam's makes about half that. Susie and Nikhil put faces to these statistics.
I feel that when you're being paid above minimum wage or a living wage, you feel more respected, and that affects your work. I mean, feeling respected and feeling confident makes you care, and that's going to show in your actions, and that's going to come off to your customers. If I'm walking around and I see a piece of trash on the floor as I'm leaving, I'm going to pick it up because that's my workplace and I respect my workplace because I feel like they respect me.
My dislike is the way they're treating us. We're human beings. They're not treating us as human beings. I think it's more like modern day slavery. Because we're working hard and we're getting paid little or nothing. It's really not good. And so sometimes we have people that come into the job and they tend to steal because they're not getting enough. And it's not good. One thing I do like is I have a job. That's the only thing I can say I do like. I have a job because some people don't have a job. The only thing I dislike, though, is they're not treating us equal.
Nikhil is involved with the Raise Up campaign, which is striving to get a $15 an hour wage for fast food workers. Under this campaign, the workers go on strike for one day at a time and make their demands heard. Nikhil talked a little bit about his efforts and philosophy.
We want to be treated better in the work environment. I just want my voice to be heard. If I miss work and you miss work, they're going to miss us.
Durham People's Alliance, the organization Richard Chady is involved with, works a little differently.
We want to try to certify businesses that already pay a living wage, so this will encourage others to raise their wages. There are different ways to define a living wage, but the one we picked is based on the federal poverty level. For 2015, the living wage is $12.33 an hour. If they pay a living wage, they can sign up, and then they can use that to market themselves on our various websites. So the public can vote with their dollars, and we hope go to those businesses that pay their workers a living wage. This doesn't take government. It's a completely voluntary program in the private sector to reward those businesses that already pay a living wage. The entire community benefits by this because when these workers make more money, they turn right around and spend it. And it means that they have fewer problems. They don't have to keep juggling their bills. They don't have to make a choice between food and medicine. And so the entire community benefits when these workers make a living wage.
What are the results of successful activism? To Susie, making a living wage is about more than just the wage itself.
For me personally, making a living wage means I can think about the future. I've bought a house. I have a home. I feel a part of the community. I feel like I can contribute to the community.
We talked to Susie's boss, Leon Grodzki de Barrera, the owner of Coco Cinnamon, about how paying double the wages of some competitors while selling similar products affects the business. How can he possibly treat his workers well, remain competitive, and make money?
In general, people are making $16 to $18 an hour here. But you could get a sense from talking to Susie, she's somebody who's already invested. It's not just about money for her. We live in a community that is extraordinary. If people know that you're paying a living wage and you live in a community like Durham where people really value that, that will have an impact. We've been incredibly fortunate. We've been far beyond being in the black since the first day we opened.
While Leon and his employees reap the benefits of living wages, the fight continues for others.
I'm going to continue to do this until I can see results. I believe that I will win. I believe that we will win.